Well, what happened was Joy Cavill and Lee Robinson, who were producers of the television series Skippy and were good friends of mine, coaxed me away from the ABC to work with them on the last of the Skippy series, and with the intention of going on to the projects they had on the drawing board. I was one of the first assistant directors on the Skippy series, doing alternate episodes with Michael McKeague, who was another first assistant. We had, each of us had a director. We'd do a week preparation and a week shoot. There were 6 days, 60-hour weeks, quite long. That was the crew times, but you know, we in the production department started like an hour and a half earlier in the mornings and an hour and a half later in the evening, so they were very long days. But these guys had been doing this for, God knows, I think it was like 100 episodes when I joined them, so they were well and truly into the swing of it. It was going like clockwork. All of the post-production was done within that building at 47 Herbert Street, Artarmon. That was the headquarters. They had a set up at Duffy's Forest, up in the northern suburbs. Duffy's Forest had a place called Ranger Headquarters, which in the Skippy series you may have seen the actual Ranger Headquarters. Well, that was a building that was built for the TV series. It was specially designed so that they had all these lights permanently fixed in it and so forth. And they had massive big colour temperature glasses that they could put over the windows depending on the weather outside, so they could go tungsten or daylight as far as that photographically is concerned. And it was very well organised. They had animals coming out their ears. I mean, they had every possible Australian animal there. And it was very clever how they used those animals, of course. They had a second unit of Bill Grimmer was the cameraman. Noel Menzies was the grip. John Illingsworth was the sort of the dog's body on the animal side. And there was someone else, I can't remember. But these guys had the cleverest tricks in the world for getting Skippy to do the things that she did on the screen, you know.
Tell me about those tricks.
Well, for example, you've seen shots where Skippy turns ahead quickly, reacting to something. They had a long glass pea shooter with a piece of rice in it. And they would, and she'd swing her head round to wherever the rice came from. Good, print that, that's next. Next, look on the list, what we want now. Skippy has to look in a pouch for something. She has to put her hand out, open the pouch, and the dead claws would go in, of course, in close up. But in wide shot, she'd actually put her hand in there. They'd put a little tiny lizard in there, drop one in. Roll the camera and drop the lizard in, and it was perfect. As soon as she got it out, they've cut. Hector, the emu, I shouldn't really tell you too much about this, but Hector the emu was a difficult animal to handle. But he was very easy to handle if he had a couple of tots of a whiskey that Bob Austin, the executive producer, imported, a stuff called House of Stewart. So they had a drunken, most times you see that animal, he was partially, you know, tipsy with the whiskey in it. It was quite easy to handle.
Bill, I've read that several kangaroos were used as Skippy. There were a few stand-ins. I wonder if you could tell me about that, please.
Oh, there were quite a few stand-ins. On the actual main unit, we only ever had two, because they didn't have to do too many things. They just, once one started to sweat a bit, because they do lick their claws and paws and things, and you change them over so that you can dry that one off and the next one comes in. But on the second unit, it was quite interesting, because when I used to pop around there and give them a list of things that the director wanted them to shoot, you'd go there and you'd see them, they'd have up to six or seven of these big Hessian bags hanging off a fence, and every one's got a kangaroo in it. Now, they all had different functions. Some of these animals could stand up elegantly and look left and right and do all these sort of things, easy to handle. Others, there was one particular one called Nuts. He was a male. Skippy, of course, the female, so they had to shoot this Nuts from particular angles so we couldn't see his genitals. But what he was good at, he was very good at running behind a vehicle so they could get these travelling shots of the room going left to right, right to left, etc., etc. And it was very, very clever how they did that. They had so many little tricks. For example, you know, the famous Skippy going, well, they got those shots. They stuck chewing gum on his teeth. So he makes this funny with his movements with his mouth, and the dubbing editor puts in the noises, and then you've got Skippy doing...